Hello, hello, hello.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. How's everybody doing? Kicking it with Six Eyes and DJ ATL. What's going on?
Hello, hello.
Hey,
how
what's
y'all
up,
doing,
man? Doing great.
What up, what up, what up? All right, we are here. So we're going to have some great music, great conversation. So everybody doing good?
Can't complain, man. It's your boy DJ ATL, Larry Styles. Just got to say something to the squad again. I missed Friday. I wanted to come on the show. I had plans to come on the show. I believe some of the members are there. Are some of the squad members here tonight?
Well,
but I just want to make sure.
ATL, let me show you how this goes. All right, sit back, relax. Everybody, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking it with Six Eyes and DJ ATL, Leonard Styles here for Saturday, July 16th, 2022. How's everybody doing? Welcome one, welcome all. Surrounding city and states, faraway countries. Who we got with us? Shout out to the squad. Who we got with us? That's how you do it, man. Check the phone lines, man. Come on now.
It's not even about it's about putting it in the air, dog. I had to put it in the air, y'all. I want to apologize. I want to do the start off the show. I want to apologize to those guys and say that I didn't make it on. I promised that I was going to be on and life changes starts to play, and
Listen, man. Let's open up
the
phone
line. I know it's a great show, man.
Let's open up the phone line.
Well, yeah, the lines are all open, 729-4398, and it's you. So the squad is probably not here, but I just wanted to clear the air, so I'll be ready for them.
All right.
So, guys,
we
got a lot to get into, man. We got a lot to get into now tonight. We got to start with COVID. You know, here we go.
We're
back here now.
Well, first off, before we start with COVID, from the Six Eyes Radio Network, it is very important. So let's go from the beginning. So it started off with the coronavirus. Then it went from the coronavirus to the Delta. Then it went from the Delta to the Omicron. Now we are at the Ninja. So these are all the variants of the coronavirus. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, it's very important that you still try to practice social distancing. Wear your mask. Wash your hands thoroughly. And use hand sanitizer when water is not around. So keep a little portable bottle of hand sanitizer with you. Like I said, you know, stay away to not stay away permanently. You know, from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we care. We're not out the woods yet. You know, it's summertime. I know people want to, you know, be around their people and stuff, but at least wear your mask. You know, because that's like going snorkeling
yes,
and you
sir.
Don't have, you know, your scuba gear on. You know, so you got to at least have your mask if you're going to be in large gatherings like picnics and parties and stuff like that. You know, just wear your mask and then, you know, of course, when you eat, you got to take your mask off. But, That's how you got to do it, man. That's how you got to do it.
Yes, sir.
This coronavirus is real. It's real. I know people,
He's
you know,
real,
who
y'all.
Has passed
He's
from
real.
The coronavirus.
I got some news I want to break. I'm breaking news. This is to the Republicans. The breaking news to all the conspiracy people. Breaking news. All the breaking news people who were saying, oh, man, the COVID is fake, they all got sick. And right now they're fighting for their lives in these hospitals across this country. So this whole new variant that we got called Ninja, which is AB, right now they're starting to lock down China here in Georgia because I'm going to start here in my town. We're getting ready to start back.
Let me stop you real quick. So what I want you to do, like I always tell you, open up another tab. On your browser, open up another tab, and you type in S is in Sam, F is in French fries, X is in X-ray. And you're going to see on there news. It's going to say news. You know, I don't have these things there just not to be used. We're going to start utilizing these sound effects. Come on, man. You don't want to be frying fish next week. So come on. Let's get it together, man. You've been doing this a long time. You're supposed to be a natural at it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
a natural. Yes. All right, guys, let's get to this. I just want to let you guys know, live here in Georgia, I just want to let y'all know that now all government officials, people here in Georgia, employees of government stores, they will now be face masks starting Monday. They all will be mandatory to have face masks to work. So I believe that that's going to probably put an effect in a minute to all back to the company because we're going through this coronavirus. And here in Georgia, we have also monkeypox. And I'm going to get into a little bit of this, but I don't know if you heard about this monkeypox, Mr. Six Eye.
Yeah, we covered monkeypox here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and that is a rash, an outbreak rash, pus-filled a rash, and it is in the U.S. now. So you got to be careful. Like I said, you gotta be careful because I don't know if this stuff is in the air or what, but again. Wear your mask. Remember not to rub your face, you know, because you're touching doorknobs, you're touching handles and different things outside, and people have a habit of rubbing their face soon after. And your eyes and nose is, you know, how this corona gets in, and it's the ninja variant right now. It's the ninja. You have to be thorough on this, ATL, because we've already went from corona to Delta to Omicron. And now this ninja, you know, you know, if you're not going to get vaccinated, at least do those steps. Make sure you're using Microban, Lysol, bleach, wiping down your common areas, wiping down your phones, your doorknobs, your light fixtures in your house, your remotes, you know. And that's about all we can do outside of living in the bubble. You know, that's all we can do. Once again, this is Kicking It with DJ ATL, Atlanta Style, Six Eyes. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Did you pull up that extra tab like I told you?
Yeah, I got the extra tab, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you see first off there?
Okay. Well, right now, let's go to the tab top. I was scrolling down and there's a lot of stuff.
Hold on for a second.
All right. Right now, live in the news world, we got America Soprano quit Italian overs. Well, a Missouri swimmer dies. Judge blocks Biden's. Oh, my God.
Come on,
hold on,
man.
Hold on. Judge blocks Biden administration defecting on transgender bathrooms. So, a judge decided to block the Biden's allowing the men to be able to go into women's bathrooms. Well, I don't know how this made the news, but that's the news right now.
You know, one thing about these transgender bathrooms. Okay, so you know, it's beautiful women out there. You know. So I don't know what would make another guy want to be something other than a man. You know, but then you want to be a woman, but yet you're still a man. And suppose you go to the female bathroom, you see a woman, and then, you know, you don't want to do anything to hurt her. You understand what I'm saying? So what if they're not sure that they want to turn into a woman and then they end up attacking the woman? You see what I'm saying? And that would be unwanted advance of touching her, you know? Now, he's choosing to turn into a woman, like, let's say, Caitlyn Jenner. Now, Caitlyn Jenner wasn't sure what she wanted to be, and then she see a fine chick. I mean, he sees a fine chick, yet he's not a woman yet. And let's just say he's inappropriate with her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a problem. You see what I'm saying? So, in
mm-hmm.
other words, he goes to the bathroom to use the bathroom, and then he sees her, and he remembers, well, damn, I'm a man. You know, I find her attractive, and then again, that wasn't invited. You see what I'm saying? That could be a problem. You know, then you can't be letting your little kids go to these different transgender bathrooms either. Now, you better stand outside that door or go in there with that little king or queen. You know, because these kids have enough problem growing up in this crazy world that we live in. They can't even go to school and be safe. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things that has to change, man. It's a lot of things that has to change. So, I mean, it's just stuff we got to look at. Now, did you pull up the extra tab, S is in Sam, F is in Frank, X is in X-ray, and type that in the search?
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, there's some more news I got. I got breaking news. This is sad
dude.
News.
Oh, no,
out there.
No.
A Florida woman.
Dude, answer the first question I asked you.
Okay.
Did you open up a new tab in the studio, in the search, and type in S is in Sam, F is in Frank, X is in
Oh,
X-ray.
No, let me do that. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me do that right now. That's what you're saying. Okay, yeah, I got the tab in search. Okay, yes. What you want me to do? S?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, in the studio, you got the call numbers, you know, you got the people that call in, you got the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
you have the search. So open up another tab of the entrance of the studio. Okay? Another tab. You want to type in S is in Sam, F is in French fries, X is in X-ray, and all these beautiful sound effects that I paid money for will be there.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor.
You follow me now?
Make sure you check out Six of the Road, the Six of the Road show every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's old. So we got something that says
bring back memories, darling. All right, here we go. All right, guys, we here now. We on fan page now.
All right. A lot of stuff there.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah, it's your boy DJ ATL in South, and we really doing it big on the Six Sides Radio.
What up?
Okay.
A lot of stuff there. So it should say something that says news. Breaking news or something like that, or
okay, breaking news. Huh? Let's do that.
That's what it might say. Breaking news.
Okay.
Enjoy.
All right, guys, I got it. Here we go. We're going to break some news right now. I got some news to talk about.
All right. Here's breaking news. That's how you do that. All right, welcome to the news here on Six Eyes Radio. All right, but can you do me a favor and decrease that volume just a little bit because that was up extremely loud. Remember, it's not supposed to peak in the red. That sounded like it was all the way up. All the way up.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be all the way
so,
up. Shout out to Fat Joe.
How are we going to do this? You break the news, I break the news. Which way?
Okay, well.
Who go first?
Pride and Joy is going to be doing the news. She's going to be doing the national news. But you do that news, and
okay.
Then we'll let her take over and do her news, but turn that volume down a little bit.
It's good.
And then after you do that, play that again, and then she'll intro the news. All right. So let's
all right. Okay, here we go. Let's bring it in.
All right. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, here's our news. Remember, if it's important, we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Take
all
it away,
right.
Dio.
Well, guys, before I come back, you know, I'm going to go into this. So I got some breaking news. Today in Florida, a woman was eaten alive after falling in a pond by an alligator.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty horrific. Yeah. I'm going to say it again. This is not a story I made up. A Florida woman was eaten alive by an alligator after she fell in a pond.
Wow. Well, definitely our thoughts and prayers goes out to her family, her friends. That's a very difficult time to have to go through, you know, losing your loved one like that, you know, in such a tragic manner of falling into the pond. Wow. You know, a lot of people want to be thrill seekers, you know, and get in these waters. You know, it's not safe. You know, you got sharks, you got alligators, you got stingrays. You know, go to your local pool, go to your YMCA. You know, if you got a friend that got a pool, you don't have a pool yourself. You know, something where you're not going to be eaten, you know, because these alligators are out there, man. These alligators are out there, and they have signs up that say, you know, beware of alligators. You know, sharks may be in the water. But you got these thrill seekers, you know, that when they put on the shark suits and they get in there. Now, true enough, these sharks cannot penetrate the scuba gear. But still, it's not safe to try to do that. So what we're going to do is take a music break, and then right after that, we're going to have Pride and Joy with our news, Six Eyes Radio. Kicking it with Six Eyes and DJ ATL. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Right after this song, we'll have the news.
All right, all right.
I'm going to make my bed, but I'm going to lay in it. Whether it's sandpaper, suede linen, whether I'm a moon or Creole lady, mama laid in it. The same for them as I was afraid in. I put the man's slave. My blankets can feel my blade in it. Emotional seesaw with two fat motherfuckers with strong knees and free balls. Cloudy with a chance to meet.
What the hell are you doing, ATL?
Well, I thought you were playing. All right, here we go.
I am playing the music.
Let's
somebody's
get into
moving
Pharrell
around.
Running.
No. I'm playing the music, bro. I'm playing the music.
Summertime in Virginia was an oven. All the kids eating ice cream with their cousins. I was studying while you were playing the dozens. Don't act like you was there when you wasn't. Running from a man, running from a bad. Don't act like you was there when you wasn't. Running what I'm playing in a brother's hands. Don't act like you was there when you wasn't. I know they say crawl for you all, but in my mind I already chose. If I stand still, I cannot get far. They want the moon, I'm on Mars. Sometimes my mind does deep. When I'm running, I don't want no free ride. I'm just sick and tired of running. Some nights I cry, 'cause I can see the day coming. Together we'll fly. Over, no more running. I am colored. Don't act like you.
DJ ATLMs here live on the Six Sides Radio Network. Got you just playing that Pharrell Running.
Pharrell Williams. All
right, shout out.
Yeah, that came in 2016.
Shout out to Pharrell, Chad Hugo, rest of the Mastones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, you know, that's one of my favorite producers, Pharrell. Yeah, well, y'all should know that. If y'all know me, y'all
I
know
like
that.
Him, too. He's good.
Yeah, yes. Yes, definitely good. So how you doing, Pride and Joy?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing over there?
Doing good.
All right.
All right. So, you're doing the news tonight, so I want to thank you for that.
All right.
So, what do we have?
All right. On the news tonight, we first going to start off with Ivana Trump, cause of death, revealed a day after Ivana passed away. In her New York City home, new details have emerged regarding her case of the death. Find out more below, more information. Her light regarding the death of her coming to New York City, a medical examiner. She was a businesswoman who was the ex-wife of a former president, Donald Trump, and the mother of his three eldest children. She passed away from a blunt force impact that hit her torso on July 14. Her manner of death had been determined to be an accident. A senior New York City official with direct knowledge of the meeting told NBC News that the circumstances of her death are consistent with a fall on the stairs. Ivana died at the age of 73, leaving behind a family, including her kids, Donald Trump, Eric Trump, and Ivanka Trump. In a statement released in the wake of her passing, the siblings described their mother, a class athlete, a force in business world, radiant, beauty, caring mother, a friend, personal trivia came from her daughter. She talked about how brilliant her mother was, how charming she was, how when she stepped in the room, every man turned around. She was charming. She knew her business better than anyone else knew it. She was wicked. She was funny. And they showed the photo of both of them side by side. She was full of life, before going. She would laugh, she would dance, and she would be forever missed. They showed memories, they showed hearts around it. It's Miss Pride and Joy, and I'm complete. 424-243-9617, press 1.
All right. Thank you, Pride and Joy, for that. And once again, condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Praying for strength and comfort on the passion of Ivana Trump. Praying for the Trump family. Praying for strength and comfort at this difficult time from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We send our deepest condolences. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And, yeah, you know, she was very instrumental in getting Donald Trump started, you know, with the
right.
Trump Towers, you know, the casinos, you know, she was right there. That mm-hmm. was her, that was her Bonnie, her Clyde, that was her Jay-Z, her Beyonce, you know.
Right.
They were the power couple. And everybody needs a strong woman behind them, you know, so that's a good thing right there. You know, so that's good. All right, let's check the phone line, see who we got out there. Who we got? Anybody, who we got?
What?
And happy birthday to Two Piece. Happy birthday from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Shout out to the squad. Oh, it's my uncle's birthday too, Uncle Jack. Happy birthday, Uncle Jack. Yeah. Anybody got the one press? All right. Pride and Joy, what he's doing, I don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe he fell asleep. I don't
DJ
know.
DJ ATL.
ATL, where are you? Where is ATL? Do I have to name your Waldo? It seemed like you went gone real far, though. Where you at? What the hell are you doing?
Where we at?
He might have put himself on mute by accident. I don't know. But
Where you at? DJ ATL, where you at?
Six Eyes Radio. You getting ready, Rob?
Go, D. No, that's what I was going to say. Go, D. No, I don't know how to rap. Let you rap. I don't know how to rap. I'll let you go. You're not a rap. You go, Pride.
No. I don't know how to rap. No.
He don't know how to rap. 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 Play that music.
I don't think ATL knows
play that
how to use the phone.
DJ
ATL. All right, well, more music here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Somebody must be real thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You got you some drink?
I got a
what is that you're drinking? Because that sounded like a great drink.
That is a Mountain Dew Blast.
A Mountain Dew Blast.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been in Goso. You can call me Travis Claus, modest a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I might have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, what else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear the world better prepare
for
when I'm a billionaire.
Oh,
when I'm a billionaire.
Oh, I'll be playing basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tizzy bins completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing. I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
DJ,
all right,
hey,
bro,
boy,
I don't
DJ
know where you went.
Back
I don't
you.
Know you went out of town.
I fell
during
asleep,
the show.
Y'all. I keep it. I fell asleep, guys. I apologize. I kind of snapped
all
out
right,
for
so,
a minute.
So,
but I'm back.
So check it out. Check it out, bro. Check it out, bro. You fall asleep again, your ass going to be frying fish next Saturday at Jake's Fish
Market. Oh, no. Who's thinking that way?
Now, I'm going to be playing the music for the rest of the night, okay?
All right? I'm going to be playing the music for the rest of the night, okay? You got that?
You got that.
All right, all right. So, hey, we got some new calls came in, 708-505-1718.
All right, so welcome, welcome, welcome. How's it going? Who we got? Who we got with us? Hello, hello? Hello, hello?
Is it from the...
Okay, did they press the one?
Hmm. Okay.
Yes or no? Did they press?
No, they haven't pressed one, no. Press one to speak.
All right, well, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Press the one if you want to say something. All right. So,
I guess they don't want to speak.
With the welcome to the show anyway. So with the Jalen Walker case, they have found 46 shots for him to sustain 46 shots according to the medical examiner, and it was overkill. I mean, it was overkill.
That was totally.
And for that family to have to visit and relive that moment and looking at those photos were terrible. Did somebody say something?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand that that bullet really ripped that person apart. And my condolences go out to the family. Again, I'm going to say this on top of this. When you decide, and I want everyone to hear my voice out there loud.
Look, Matt, listen.
When
hold
you
on,
decide,
listen to me.
Is this or less? You decide to resist arrest and shoot at cops. These are the kind of results you're going to have happen. I don't think we can get around these kind of results when you shoot or fire at cops. It's on. So I just think that people, when you're out there and you're out and about, don't resist arrest. Just let them arrest you and go to court and prove that you're innocent or guilty. His life was lost over the most ridiculous thing because the taillight was out. So y'all think about that. He lost his life over a taillight that was out.
Well, that's not the first time that happened. That's not the first time that happened.
No. But it,
same thing happened to Walker.
Same
thing happened to
Walker
Scott in South Carolina. Same thing happened to Walker Scott in South Carolina.
Not. It's not a crime.
If it wasn't a crime, why the hell did he get killed? I'm telling you, these same situations happen. Walter Scott had to tell that out. Yeah, he got shot. Walter Scott did not have a gun. Walter Scott did not have a gun. I covered the story.
Oh, yeah. That one, no.
What? Come on, man.
We're talking about the
man,
one
you
I
wanna go
about.
Sleep?
I'm sorry.
You want to go to sleep?
Yeah, let me wake back up, dog. No, let me wake up.
Go make some coffee,
let's
man.
Go.
Seriously. Go make some coffee.
Y'all
let's
go
and
make some coffee,
man.
Y'all, I'll see you right back. I'm going to let Six Eyes handle this, man, because I'm sleep, guys.
Before you go, check the phone lines in case somebody got their hands up.
No, nobody has nothing out. Nobody else wants to speak on it. I don't see anybody want to speak on this.
I mean, because right now, Mr. Walker's gone. So how can we stop this from happening again? You know, that's what we need to be talking about.
Yeah,
school is out. School is out.
Arrest.
How can we keep? How can we keep the kids safe?
It's 100% guaranteed.
Okay.
That nothing bad will happen. Don't resist arrest.
Okay. So did I hear somebody laughing?
Oh, it's not funny. I mean, it's serious. Whoever laughing, it's not funny.
No, so who the fuck is laughing? Who's laughing? There's nothing funny about this.
Yeah. 515-1718 wants to speak.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all. This is Queen. Raven.
Hey,
what's going on,
Queen? How you doing?
I'm going to make this quick.
Hey,
I can't
Queen.
Stick around long. I'm not going to stick around long for this. DJ ATL, I just want to say this to you. How in the world can you defame that young man's character, his life, his existence, making sense and trying to justify him being shot 46 times? I don't care if he had $15 million worth of coke on him and killed 19 people. That boy was shot 46 times while running away from the police. There's nothing that justifies that. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
If he never ran away from the cops, he never did that, and then resist arrest, he would not be
times,
talking about
who it. Was it, King Kong?
Yeah, I know. But I'm
46
to tell you,
times?
I'm to,
and
yeah,
that's just how many times hit him. That's not how many times he was shot at. That's just how many hit
right,
him.
Right, they shot at him more.
Do you, really think it took 46 times to kill that man? Do you really think that?
No. I mean, no, you got to remember, it's 10 officers.
So if you don't
now.
Think
it's
it, how you going to see him justify it?
No, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying.
You just said
to
you said it's his fault. You said had he not just ran, he wouldn't have been in that situation.
Well, he would have. He had never resisted arrest. He just went on and didn't resist
arrest.
We're
not even talking about
run.
Him being arrested and being shot. We're talking about how many times they shot that boy.
Yeah, I mean,
they
no,
shot that man
no,
over 90 times.
I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing with you.
How can you sit
here
and think that makes sense?
That's an overkill. No, that is an overkill. But how many
well, make
times
up your mind. Do you think it's overkill
or
do you think it was justified? Because you're contradicting yourself constantly.
It's an overkill how many times he was shot. But I'm just trying to tell you, we got to understand the reality of
no,
things.
The reality is they didn't shoot and shot that man that many times. That's the reality.
Okay,
period.
If he didn't resist arrest, he never ran from the cops. We would not even know the
and
story.
And it took 90 shots
saying,
to stop him?
Huh? Oh, 90 shots.
We're not talking
overkill.
About the fact that they
no,
shot
I'm
him and killed him. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how many times they shot at him.
People will complain. People will be complaining right now if he got shot twice.
Okay.
In the leg, in the arm. They would say the same thing. Oh, that he shouldn't have got shot in the arm.
90
times. He was just running
90,
from the top.
Does it take, did they kill King Kong with 90 shots? Did they kill O.J.? I mean, 90 times? Come on now.
Yeah,
90
that,
times.
It was
you make it sound like that makes sense.
You had a whole army force out there. Does it take an army force? But I don't. Like I said, he shot at the cops when they like on the pre-call.
He shot at the cops when
them.
He was in the car.
Yeah,
his gun was still
see,
on the seat
the
when he was killed.
You gotta. See, this is where everyone gets messed up with. You gotta understand that some of the people now have more powerful weapons. Than actually the cops do.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. You just said he shot at the cops. He shot at the cops when he was driving in the car before he even stopped.
Yeah.
The gun was in the car when he got out and ran.
That put their mind and that put their state
it
of mind.
It doesn't matter.
A different
that check. Was 10, 15 minutes before it happened. The fact is that man didn't have no gun on him. And even if he did, it didn't take no 90 shots to be shot at that boy.
No,
you can see him try to justify it all night long if you want
cops.
To. It's not going to happen.
You got
it made
cops.
No sense.
It don't make sense.
Listen, man, she's making
sense.
Let me ask you this. Maybe it would make a difference. Maybe it would make a difference if that was one of your loved ones, your brother, if it was my brother. How would you feel if it was your brother?
I would have this.
I would have
the same conversation.
No, you wouldn't.
Let me explain something. The problem here.
No, you would not.
Nobody knows if he had the gun or not. This is what I'm trying to explain. He planned this well. He knew he did.
He was shot as
he
was running. So even if he had the gun, he wasn't shooting the gun. They started shooting him from the time
he
jumped out the car
no,
and started running.
I watched the video.
I watched the video from several different angles.
Right. He turned his fingers like
but
it was
he,
a gun.
How many yards
he
did he run before
that.
He stopped?
He planned that out.
How many yards was he running before he stopped? He ran quite a bit before he stopped.
They really couldn't be honest with you, I think the only thing they can visually see they didn't know whether he had a gun or not.
It
was not
it doesn't matter. He
it's
jumped
dark.
Out the car and started running away, and they started shooting him as soon as he jumped out the car. He didn't jump out the car and start shooting at him. He jumped out the car and ran.
So you're shooting at a man running from you? No.
What kind of sense does that make?
Hold on. Let me explain something to you. No, y'all
You don't have to explain nothing
got
to
out
me
because
I can see. I saw what I saw.
The, car.
The man jumped out the car,
and
he started running. They shot at him as soon as he started running.
He didn't run behind. He got the car was still running. He ran behind
he
the car. Went,
he climbed from the driver's seat to the passenger seat. He ran out the passenger door and started running. As soon he didn't run around no damn car. As soon as he started running, they started shooting at him. He ran a few yards and then he stopped. By that time, hell, he was about dead any damn way. Why not stop running?
Yeah.
They told me he stopped and turned around and ran. Never thought maybe he stopped because he couldn't run anymore because they've been shooting at him for 5 seconds? 90 shots? How many of them you think hit him? 46? Probably more than that.
No, it's probably
it took
more.
7-8 minutes
I
for
mean,
eight police
I
to shoot 90 rounds at somebody.
I mean, I want you to understand what's going on.
I want
in
you to understand that what you're saying doesn't make sense. That's what I want you to understand. Stop trying to overtalk me, trying to make me think what you want to think, because I'm going to feel how I feel. You're welcome to feel how you feel, but make it make sense.
Okay, go ahead. So if I'm in a mall, I'm going to say this. I'm at a mall, and somebody starts shooting at the mall, and they shoot two or three bullets at the mall, and then all of a sudden I have a gun, and I start shooting at that, and another guy around me has a gun, and he starts shooting because he's scared that his loved one's going to get killed. They don't have a clue of what they're shooting at. They just know that someone shot at the gun. That's how their mindset. I'm
so
just trying to be honest with you.
Them
mindset.
You gonna compare somebody shooting back at somebody with a gun to somebody running from somebody and being shot? You really gonna compare the two?
Yeah, but see, I'm trying to put
tell me
what
the two similarities
not,
are.
They don't know
where does it make sense?
Did not have the gun.
The man
how
was running away from the police. So even if
right,
he had a gun, he wasn't using it. He was running
gun.
Away from
that's
the police. He
you.
Wasn't holding his gun over
how
his back
you?
Shooting it. He was running away from the police, point blank, period.
So do you justify him shooting at the cops?
Do we know that he shot at the cops? Have
yes.
they proven that he shot at the cops? No, they have
mm-hmm.
not.
Yes, they have.
No,
they
have not.
That he shot at the cops.
Only time they
yeah,
knew
they
he shot was when he was in the car. 15 minutes before the
right.
stop, sir.
So he shot at
they
the
don't
cop.
Know that when
so
he stopped, that he shot. They
so
said
you,
they thought he was coming at them. They thought he had a gun.
Right.
They thought they saw a gun.
Right.
They never verified that he shot at them when he stopped. But think about how many times
okay,
he's already
nah,
shot
nah,
before
he
stopped.
He shot at them going. But right. But I'm trying to ask you. Okay, this is the verify because they showed the video and they played this over again. He shot at the
but
cops.
But they did not show him shooting at the police. They showed when he stopped and turned around, and then he went to the ground. So even if he shot at the police, well, he shot maybe one time. That's how he could get out.
He shot
been shot
twice.
Over
it
50 times.
It actually hit the car twice. So, I mean, let me ask
what car?
You
there
so,
wasn't
in
no police car. No. It didn't hit
yeah.
no car because
no,
he wasn't near no police car.
Yeah,
he
police
ran
car.
From the car.
He
what
the police
car,
car
was he near?
He hit the police car.
There wasn't no police
car.
They
police
was in an open parking lot.
Chase.
What was the police car at?
No, you're talking before while they were chasing. He shot at them while they were chasing. That's why this whole thing.
How
so
they go? Okay, listen to what you just said.
Why,
listen to what you just said.
Thing. So
you
if,
just
if
said
okay
they shot
at him
while he was chasing.
I just want to ask you that.
They were chasing him. How is he so shoot at them if they chasing him? When you chase somebody, you're behind them. How are they going to shoot at you if you're
right.
chasing them?
He,
is he holding a gun behind
gun
him shooting?
Outside his window while he was driving the car.
That was
at the
15
cop.
Minutes before
I'm
the stop.
You,
we're not talking about that to stop.
Right, but
we're
I'm trying to be honest
and he ran.
With y'all. I'm
we're
trying
not
to
talking
be,
about the stop.
So does
that,
that
was 15 minutes
is
before
it okay
the stop
for
happened.
To shoot cop? So if I get out, if I go right now and I get in my car and the cops come behind me, I shoot at them. Is that not a crime? Is that justification for this? Is it justification? Oh, because cops came behind me and they pulled their light, I can shoot back
so
at
you
them.
So you trying to tell me, okay, so let's go back to the chase then. So all them police cars chasing this one car, they shot at him. You not going to tell me there was nobody getting on no radio saying he's coming up such and such and such a street. Couldn't nobody come from the other way and block him in? Couldn't nobody? They ain't got no bullets, no pellet bullets. They ain't got none of that stuff to stop him.
The guy actually in the car said, he yelled
I'm asking
out
you a question. Is police
the,
not equipped with all that
the
stuff anymore?
Over the car. Because
I know my, me growing up, they
the,
had that kind of stuff.
The pole went out over the car.
They still
on,
got
on
it.
The
they don't use it. They don't use it. They got all kind of knocks.
Exactly.
Nine,
they
could have
stopped
right.
them. They could have stopped
they
that chase a long
code.
Time ago.
Six Eyes, they had a code. They said the guy had a gun. He shot at them while they was driving. This is way before
but,
they
okay,
even got
so
to the
But the stop came 15 minutes later.
Does the video show him shooting at the car? Did they do
the video? The video shows his
yeah,
hand out the door,
show
and it shows a blink of light.
Yes,
it could have been a gunshot. It could have been.
I said,
but
I
that was 15 minutes before they stopped.
I bring Brian Tatum on here. and we looked at it three times.
We
look
at the same video.
Call
and we're
right
going to look at the same
call
video.
Right,
Brian Tatum ain't going to change the video.
Call him right now. Because, see, here's the thing, and thank you for calling in, Queen. Shout out to the squad. The thing about it is this man's life is gone. 25 years. What the fuck? What was that?
Oh, that's just me. I was telling my queen to breathe. So my bad.
I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
I'm going to call Brian Tatum right now. And like
I don't care about Brian Tatum, Tatum O'Neal, Tatum.
The
video is the video. I saw the same video y'all saw. So now that is irrelevant to me.
She definitely
the point
had
is, and even when they found
the
cop, and looked in his car, what was the gun?
Earlier,
laying on
how
the
would
seat.
They know not, how did they know?
The gun was laying
gun
on the seat.
I mean, how did they expect that? He had already been, there's been mentioned over the air that the man had a gun. He shot at the car. He actually hit the car, a cop car. They showed the
video,
showing where the bullet went into the car, the cop car.
He was, but that was also 15 minutes during the chase. We're not talking about the chase. We're not talking about the chase at all.
Yeah, but see,
we're talking about when the man stopped because he stopped on his own.
You can't come around that.
The seat and
that's
ran
why
out the
these guys had
we're
the
not
gun.
Talking about the
that's
chase
how he
anymore.
Ended up getting shot. So
we're talking about
I'm
you shooting
saying,
someone that's running away
top,
from you.
And they shot
even if he's
him 40
got a gun,
times,
he's not using it. He's running away from you.
Well,
so
get the cop on the phone.
Is all to be damned because he's running.
The cop.
If this man was violent, if this man was intending on killing somebody, he wouldn't have got out and ran. He got out and ran.
Yeah, you got good cops.
He didn't get out and start shooting. He got out and ran. So if he was just violent, criminal, and trying to shoot him, he would have got out shooting. This ain't damn Queen Latifah. This ain't set it off. The boy got out and ran.
It ain't Queen Latifah.
So obviously he was scared.
You got to remember, also, and it's just my opinion, some people in the world are stuck in a certain perspective. Some people can't see different angles, different visions of scenarios. I've heard DJ ATL's perspective on this, and his perspective is not going to change. And no matter how we try to educate him or give him our angles or our perspectives, I just don't think that he can look past certain things. When you sit here and you say the things that you're saying, and like I say, like Queen said, you can't justify that. Let the man run away. Let him go. You ain't got to shoot him. You got to let him go. He's not on a car. How far is he going to get on foot? They could all got back in the car and just followed him, wait till he ran out of air, get ran out of gas. There's, like I said last week, there were so many different scenarios that could have led up to that man still being alive. And you sit here and you keep saying, well, he's dead because of this. He's dead. And it's all bullshit. That's just my personal opinion. Eight people decided to take that man's life. And they didn't have to take that man's life. That's just the facts of it, period.
Yeah, yeah. I was always taught if a person is running away, they're no threat to you. That's why they say if somebody breaks into your house, and if their back is to you, and you shoot them, then you can be going to jail for shooting them because they were fleeing.
Exactly.
So they said that they don't pose
now.
A threat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's running away. So what threat does he pose? I mean, that's crazy for them to have to look at those pictures again and relive that. I don't know. Like I said, from the 6 Hours Radio Network, our heart goes out to the family, the Walker family. And how can we stop this from happening again? That's the question. School is out right now, but school is going to be resuming in August. How can we keep the kids safe? What kind of security are they putting in place, fixing the doors, making the school safe for the kids to come back to school safe? I don't care if they tear down the school. The fact is there's several other schools that's going to have kids in it. So how can we avoid that? I would like to discuss that, too. Once again, kicking in with 6 Eyes, DJ ATL, and the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Once again, shout out to Two Piece. Happy birthday. Shout out to the rest of the squad.
Two Piece.
And a bit good. Is his birthday today, or is it tomorrow?
He said the 18th. I thought he said.
So, he put put a thing on his page today and said happy birthday to himself.
So does he know when his birthday is? You know, we got to find out if he knows when his birthday is. You know,
he told me the 18th.
Did he have a couple of drinks before? I don't know. But anyway,
it
was early morning birthday.
Well, baby.
Because I swear on the podcast yesterday, he said it was just somebody else's birthday today. Happy birthday to whoever's
birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's
my Uncle Jack's birthday today.
But he said it like 2 days ago.
Well, I know, right. I know Tasha's daughter's birthday was, a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a thing on a post on the page to say, on his page, say happy birthday in his name and hope you have a nice day.
Well, I told him happy birthday.
Hey, this is DJ ATA. I just left a message for Tatum because I like him to come on. But I also got his whole thing, and this is the body cam, and we're going to show everything. If you hear the body cam, I'm going to play his show. He has the body cams of all their officers. All right,
let's play it.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Hold on. Before you do, play that disclaimer. Before you play it, play the damn disclaimer. I paid a lot of money for these damn sound effects. I want them to be used.
Okay, yeah, let's get it going. You're paying for them. Let's get it going.
Serious.
Yeah, bro. I wish the background is kind of a bit.
Come on, man. I'm serious. I want the damn sound effects played. Wake up.
Wake up.
Are you going to be playing that song right now?
No, he's supposed to be playing that damn disclaimer.
Yeah, this stuff. Okay, I'm trying to find a disclaimer. It's not.
He's scrolling down.
I think they got it spelled under something else because it's not here on this thing right now. It's somewhere.
It says, I bet you $1,000. It says disclaimer. SFX.
Hold on,
it's down at the
bottom. Put disclaimer in. I got you.
I want my money tonight. Your ass is frying fish at Jake's.
Why is this thing going? I'm on my laptop.
I know what the hell I paid for. It's there.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it several times. Yeah, there it is. It's a drop.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Thank you.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right, let's go, guys. Let's go. This is the Jalen Walker camera release breakdown by Brian Tatum. And he's going to break it down for you guys. Here we go.
This video is brought to you by the Officer Tatum Store. The Officer Tatum Store, 4th of July, 25% off the entire store. Just a little bit about Jalen and the fact that when we talk about fatherlessness, this is not rhetoric and Republican talking points. I just want you to listen to this clip and just put this in context before we begin. We're going to talk about the context of not having a father. Then we're going to talk about the context of what his lawyer said and then the truth. Rotofilm.
Of Jalen Walker, 25-year-old Jalen Walker. You can see him with his mother and his sister, Pamela and Jada. They both say they talked every day with Jalen, ending every conversation with, I love you. Jada tells me Jalen knew a lot of people, making an impact on all of them, but he was also reserved. She says he was a quiet guy until you really got to know him. That's why they say when they learned it was Jalen who had been shot, they became overwhelmed with emotional confusion.
I'm just profoundly sad.
Now, I understand the sadness. I'll be sad if that was my son. I don't care how crazy he was. But the question is, why in many of these scenarios we see these young men growing up without a father, growing up without a male influence? Is it shocking to you that this young man has found himself in a situation like this when all he has is his sister, his auntie, and his mama, women in his life without a father? I haven't seen not one man that have showed up in any clip, in any picture, at any press conference, standing up on his behalf. That leads me to believe the boy did not have a father. Can we point this out every time it's necessary? Now let's go to the lawyer's account. Because, you know, of course the lawyer is going to say what he got to say, and people love to believe the lawyer because they want the scenario to be true. Look at how fraudulent, I wouldn't say fraudulent, but just look at how misleading the lawyer is in this account, Rotafilm.
This is why the chief spoke today. His name is Jalen, and he's not a monster.
Attorneys for Jalen Walker.
They post a picture of his middle school picture. They can't post his grown-up picture. They post pictures from far, far, far back in time when maybe he was a stable young man to a certain degree. They don't want to show you what he really looked like, and they want to put this out there and say he wasn't a monster. Ladies and gentlemen, he ran from the police. He shot at the police. He had a ski mask on. Does that mean you deserve to be shot by the police? No. But your actions are leading you down a path of doing things that would necessitate police response. I'll play some more clips from that.
And give snapshots in time.
The group of attorneys also refuting some of the facts given out by Akron Police Chief Steve Milette.
The gun, from BCI's point of view, I understand, was found in the back seat. So we have pictures of it in the front seat.
Now, the chief articulated that the body-worn camera shows the officers going up, getting the gun, unloading the gun, and putting it down on the seat. They begin to take pictures. There's no confusion in this.
Also spoke about the gunshot that was reportedly fired from Jalen's car on the driver's side, according to police.
We know the car is intact and has no bullet holes in it, and so we're interested to find out how this gunshot could have possibly been directed at an officer.
It's called putting your arm out the window and firing a shot. That's it. You put your arm out the window. The muzzle flash is on the camera. I'm going to show it when we get deeper in here. The muzzle flash is on the camera. Very clear. Don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You put the gun out the window and you shoot at the cops.
Says Jalen was sad by the recent death of his fiance about a week prior, but according to family, he was not displaying any abnormal behavior.
Now listen to this.
As to why Jalen was wearing a ski mask when he bailed from his vehicle.
At this point in this investigation, there is no explanation for that. The behavior is strange, there's no doubt. I want to add, though, that behavior is not lethal behavior.
The cello also saying the night prior to Jalen's death, there was another attempted traffic stop by another police department.
The night before this, he fled from police again. The night before this. So he's not a monster. Okay, family is upset. Okay. He fled from the police and got away the night before this situation. And then this situation, he tried to do it again. It ended up in this situation.
But we know Jalen made it home after that incident.
One department got it right, another department got it wrong.
What we all just saw in that room is heartbreaking. We are done dying like this.
We're done dying like this. Okay, I just wanted to get that quote. We're done dying like this. How about we be done acting like this? You know what? I just want to, before I get to the next clip, and we're going to get to it, because I want you guys to see the full context of the body-worn camera and all the evidence, but you're done dying like this, then what sense does it make for a young man to run from the police two nights in a row and then shoot at the police? He has a ski mask on. He jumps out of a moving vehicle, and he obviously, I'm going to show you where he postures up, and the police think he's pulling the gun on him. If you're done dying like this, then you should be done acting like this, because you don't die if you pull over and get a warning for a traffic violation. All right, let's listen to the facts.
On Monday, June 27, 2022, at 12:30 in the morning, Akron police officers attempted to stop a silver Buick on East Talmadge Avenue near Thayer Street.
Notice 12:30 a.m. This is in the middle of the night. Everybody's parent that's alive today tells you nothing good happens after midnight. This is context, ladies and gentlemen. This is a context clue.
The reason for the stop was for a traffic violation as well as an equipment violation. The driver of the vehicle refused to stop, and officers initiated a vehicle pursuit as the vehicle was nearing the East Talmadge Avenue entrance ramp to Route 8 southbound.
It could have been over right here. Initiate a traffic stop, stop, give your ID, it's over.
Approximately 40 seconds after the driver of the vehicle fled from the attempted stop, a sound consistent with a gunshot can be heard on the body-worn cameras of the officers. Officers notified dispatch that a shot came out of the suspect's car door.
Getting on the 8,000
At the time of the sound, a flash of light can be seen along the driver's side of the suspect vehicle.
They're going this way, getting ready to enter. Right here. Pow. Mother flash. Pow. See it? See that flash? It's very clear to me.
The vehicle pursuit continued on the expressway for several minutes, and the suspect vehicle exited onto the Archwood Avenue ramp. The pursuit proceeded through several city streets until he neared the intersection of East Wilbeth Road and Claremont Street. At that point, the driver slowed down and exited through the passenger side door of the moving vehicle wearing a ski mask.
Now, what do you think he's doing? He ran from the cops the night before. He runs from the cops tonight. He's shooting at the cops. He's fleeing. He gets to a certain area. He jumps out with a ski mask on. He's just an innocent kid doing Lyft driving. I doubt it, man. I doubt it. We don't need to play the game. So he's going to show the body-worn camera footage for one of the officers, and then we'll see what happens. So what you can hear is two officers in the vehicle, and they're relaying this information to dispatch. He's apparently must be the lead police officer, and if you're the lead in a high-speed pursuit, you're supposed to be given calling out the direction of travel. I think it varies from department to department. Normally the second in line, I think on our department, if I remember the policy correctly, the first in line is supposed to be responsible for the driving. Second in line is supposed to be responsible for calling out the pursuit. But when you have two people in one car, you could probably do both as the primary driver. I fast forward a little bit. This is when it gets dicey.
We're still westbound Wilbeth. We're passing Evergreen, heading towards Maine. Looks like we have some units up ahead at the intersection of Maine. He's slowing down here, slowing down.
So they're giving him tons of commands. Let me see your hands, 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 show me your hands, show me your hands. The car is still rolling. He jumps from the driver's seat because he rammed into another patrol car. They don't show it on the camera, but he rammed into another patrol car. He now jumps out of the passenger side while the car is moving. He jumps out. He takes off running. But when he jumped out, they could clearly see he had a ski mask on, and he takes off running. Now, they attempt to tase him initially. So you can hear the pop. I don't want to waste too much time on this video, but there's other angles. They got the video, and I'll put it in a link in the description section. They got a video where 9 officers' body were on camera so you can see every angle. But when he first came out, he initially stopped and turned, and therefore they thought he was going to posture up. They attempted to tase him. The taser failed. He keeps running. Then once he get out here in the parking lot, he stops and turns, and then the shooting occurred. As you can see, every officer reacted at the same time. This is why this is not what I would consider a coordinated effort to assassinate somebody. You can see as they're running, tries to tase him. It didn't work. And watch every officer react at the same time. They all blade out, and they all start shooting. Why would they all blade out like that and start shooting him? Because he stops, video shows him turn, act like it appears that he's pulling a gun and leveling it, pulling something out of his pocket and leveling at the officers. They all react to his action. They kind of spread out, and they start shooting. Now, one guy says he's fired. Let me explain this, and you'll see it through other body-worn camera footages that I put in the link. But he's not laying there. He's moving. He's flailing. Obviously, because he's taking rounds, you're not going to see that on the camera because I don't want to show the graphic nature of it, YouTube. But he's flailing on the ground. He's moving around. And so many officers are perceiving his threats, and they're shooting because he's still moving. Now, one officer that had a good vantage point telling them, cease fire, cease fire, cease fire, over, you know, it takes a while for people to catch on to cease fire when you're hearing gunshots and going deaf. Cease fire, cease fire, cease fire. So the chief comes on and explains a few of these things.
After the officers were involved in the shooting, they immediately get sequestered from one another, and they are monitored.
So every officer gets separated, and they're questioned individually. They all gave the exact same account, as it appears that he turned and pulled a gun out or pulled something out of his waistband and perceived him as a deadly threat. Now, people are going to say, well, he didn't have a gun. He was unarmed at the time. It is somewhat irrelevant. Because you have a guy who, at the time of the chase, officers announced that he pulled out a gun and he shot a round out of his vehicle towards the police vehicle. Everybody that's listening to this, the ante has been upped. Everybody's antennas are going off. Everybody is now perceiving that this guy is fleeing for his life because he done something that they don't know about. And that he's already showed the propensity to fire at police officers. He's a deadly threat to the public and a deadly threat to police officers. So when they get to him, it's not like they're going to stay traffic stop over. Let's time out. Let's give him a fresh start. No, no, no. He's fleeing. He's jumping out of a car, a moving vehicle with a ski mask on. He's already shot at cops. Every cop there is perceiving that at any moment, he's going to start shooting at them. Any moment, he could have given up. But he didn't. At any moment, he could have stopped and put his hands in the air, but he never did. They tried to tase him. He could have stopped, but he didn't. He gets to the parking lot, and according to the chief, he says that he postured and turned around and looked like he was – they got frames of it. Boom, 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 boom. Looked like he's pulling something out of his pocket or putting something from his waistband, and they all react to him by – we're trained that you step offline when you shoot. If somebody pull a gun on you, you don't just stand there. You step offline and you begin to engage because you want to step offline of the shots. If the guy turns around and shoots you, he's going to perceive that you're going to be here. So when he turns to shoot and you step offline, you could have saved yourself and missed a couple of the first shots that are coming out and you get a better shot on him. You see all the officers expand. They all react the same way. They all step offline and begin to engage in a shooting. And when they're shooting, you got to picture this as one officer perceiving this. And another officer receiving this and another officer, they're all having their own personal perception of this guy being a threat and that they need to eliminate him as a threat. You're not going to get a scenario where you have officers and they go, hey, he's shooting at us. I'm not going to shoot. You're 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 not going to shoot. Just you shoot, okay? That's not how it happens. Each officer is perceiving this guy that we're going to shoot him until he's no longer a threat. And when you have six officers that are all thinking the same thing, you're going to have a lot of shooting. And one officer perceived could probably have a better vantage point, like, he's done. Like, ceasefire, 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 ceasefire. So in my opinion, that's an attempt by officers that they didn't want to just kill him because he's black. They didn't want to just shoot him 60, 70 times because they just felt like it. It's called operational momentum.
After
the
he
beginning
was
to shoot each
for
officer
what?
As
that's,
their own shooting percentage. And
that's
very difficult for all of them not to shoot multiple shots.
Makes sense,
this was one
I understand now.
One officer shot him 12 times or 10 times or 8 times, we wouldn't be having this question. But you got all these officers shooting at the same rate, and that's going to be a lot of shooting.
That's a podcaster? That's a YouTube person? That's a podcaster or a YouTube
yeah.
person? Okay.
He's been on before.
Well, listen, I respect everybody's opinion, but I see where DJ ATL gets his perspective from.
It's reacting to the question from the press mm-hmm. saying,
exactly.
This has been important.
Exactly.
And the chief
and then, and then, so I could break all that down from beginning to end, all of it.
Break it down right now.
Okay, well, let's start with it. In the beginning of that, I forget the gentleman's name, whoever he is.
Brian
started out. I can't hear because DJ tells the planet.
Okay,
he said, what was
it?
What was the podcast tonight?
Y'all want me to finish? Y'all want me to finish the video?
I heard all I need to hear. So.
All right. Okay, well, but his name, that's Brian Tatum. He's a former officer.
Okay.
Let me real quick,
because I didn't heard your perspective. And I see where you get your perspective. You get your perspective from him. And there's so much wrong with his perspective. Let's start in the beginning where he tried to say, what's the problem? And I thought he clarified in the beginning there was no father. I thought that was the problem. Then he called. He called this boy a monster. What did he do?
No, he didn't call.
A couple
him.
Of.
No,
a couple
he didn't
of
call
I'm telling you what I just heard, my brother. So you can't. And you know, once I hear it for myself, I hear what I hear. You know what I'm saying? So
no, well,
this man,
no,
he's painting
the
picture.
The
he's sitting here painting
the picture,
trying to call this
monster.
Man a monster, and trying to give all these scenarios and reasons why for this and that. How is this young man a monster? Okay, you say because he shot at the police. He didn't kill nobody. He didn't hit nobody. He ran from the police. That makes him a monster. He got a ski mask on. That makes him a monster. He got a traffic violation. That makes him a monster. No, that doesn't make that man a monster. Him being out at 12:30 a.m. That makes him a monster. So he's trying to paint a narrative, and I get what he's doing. All right, but you yourself say, what's the problem? The problem is you said in the beginning was he didn't have a father. Then all this garbage about the lawyer and all that means nothing. Then when you listen to the chase, right, and now it even confirms what I said before because we're talking about him running away. There's a high-speed chase, 80 miles an hour. While the police engaged, if it's a traffic stop, right, because before the man shot at them, if that's what he really did, it was a traffic violation. That's what the man said. Y'all engaging in through different cities, through different counties, 80 miles an hour in a high-speed chase, chasing this man. Then when I heard the tape, right, there were cars ahead of him. There were police cars ahead of him. That's why he slowed down. That's the reason why he jumped out the path. He was already boxed in. Where was he going? Where was he going?
Right.
I clearly heard the tape. He's slowing down because why there were two police cars ahead of the victim in the intersection. I heard it. Then you so and then it gets worse because you say the car crashed into the where are the police officers and the other two cars right parked in the intersection as this car who's the lead car the victim the criminal a criminal ran into the two police. Where were those two police? They weren't ready for the nigga to crash into. How does he even get out the car? How did he even get out the car?
He got on the passenger side. He got out on
no,
the
No, you're missing what I'm understanding saying to you. The man that crashed into two police cars. Where are the police officers whose cars that this man just ran into? Where were they at? Where were they at? Because the man clearly crashed into a police car. You telling me that the police officers were in the other police cars when he crashed into them? I don't think so. They were probably out behind the police cars with their guns out. That's standard procedure, I'm sure. right? So when the car ran into the two police cars, don't you think that the two police officers, the four police officers should have ran? He shouldn't even had a chance to get out of the car in the first place.
That makes sense.
This man's running. You're telling me this man's running. They tase him one time. The taser doesn't work, right? The taser doesn't work. And when you hear all the – man, that sounded like Uzis going off. That sounded like submachine guns going off.
Oh,
then
yeah.
You listen to his own – you listen to his own video, his own words. The police spread out his own words, but there was only one police officer with a view, his own words. His own words. Why the hell are seven other police officers who don't have a good view? I said it last week. They don't have a good view. They can't tell if he's got a weapon in his hand or not. And you gonna say, well, they think that their lives in danger. Lives in danger of what if you don't know what's in his hand? How do you perceive a threat if you don't know if he's got anything in his hand, let alone a gun in his hand? And there's only one officer with a clear view, and that's the one that he, in his own words, is saying, stop, no, stop firing, cease fire, cease. After the man is on the ground, you done put 50, almost 50. Of course he ain't going to be able to move no more. But where's the threat if he's surrounded? The man's own words. He was surrounded. Where was he going?
I do want to finish the play of the video. I do want you to get the rest of the video. And just
I don't need that, bro. I done heard what I needed to hear. Now, you justify, because now that I understand you get your perspective from, now that I understand why you, because all you're doing is repeating what that man is saying. That's all you're doing. You just took that man's perspective, you didn't listen to it, and I understand what you're saying, but how did that make sense when the man himself said the problem was that the black men, black youth, these men don't have fathers? So he's trying to blame it on the fact that that man, that grown man didn't have a father, and therefore he's a monster because he's got a couple of speed violations, and he has a mask on and a gun, and he's riding around at 12:30. That makes him a monster? Come on, my brother.
Yeah, night before now. He did it again night before.
I want you to justify somebody calling somebody a monster over a couple of traffic violations.
No, he
I'm trying to ask you to answer the question, because you do that roundabout stuff with everybody else, and you're not going to do that roundabout stuff with me, sir. If we're going to engage in dialect, and we're going to converse like grown men, then we're going to have that open dialect, but you're not going to keep spinning me around. That's not going to work.
That's what the person you was listening to implied that man was a monster. No,
he said that. I heard it.
All right.
He implied that man was a monster.
And saying that when
you
they
can run the tape back, bro.
Up,
I heard it.
Okay. Let me show you some. They
you can't show me anything, bro. I'm visually impaired.
And
what I'm trying to tell you, you can tell me something, but I heard what I heard.
But I'm just
I want
saying,
you to try to justify what I just heard. Justify that.
Well, no, I'm not going to justify, but I'm going to say this.
Well, no, because you was in here earlier talking about justification.
Right. Hold on.
Okay, so we all heard the tape. I clearly understand where you get your perspective from.
Right.
I understand where your angles are from, and I understand why you're sticking to you. If that's your faith, that's your faith. But that sounds crazy for you to sit up and, that's your opinion. My opinion is you
sound
crazy agreeing with that man.
It sounds crazy when you put, if you've been put in the same, if you've been put in the same.
I don't care how you run it, my brother. You keep talking about this man, and I want to know where's the mental health check for these police officers. I want to know where the training
is. And that's what we want
to get
to. That's what I want
to
get. He does
talk about that.
He does talk about
that. High speed chases and all this, and he was already cornered in the incompetency of how this man wrecked into two police cars, and I don't know where the other two police officers are. He should have never even had a chance to get out the car. How you get from the driver's side, crawl over and get out the passenger side, and ain't nobody there
yet?
Why
didn't he just lay down
and
get in right there?
I don't care about none of that.
I have a question.
I mean, all this. That's why he didn't give in a long time ago.
Question.
That's what I don't understand.
Excuse me, the queen trying to say something. You can just hold on for a minute, my brother. I'd appreciate that.
If he's on this high-speed chase, and this high-speed chase is going up to 80 miles an hour, if he holds out his hand and shoot like they say he shot, where's that bullet going to go?
No, it wasn't going 80 at that time. It was not going 80
at that time.
But you know
what, though,
queen?
Okay.
But where's the bullet still going to go, though? Where's the bullet going to go?
Like you said, that was 15 minutes prior to all this
prior
shit happening.
Prior to that, right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it.
But
they're trying to paint a picture with that.
They're
trying to give that as an excuse, a reason in their scenario, in their initiative to kind of like, oh, well, you know, we're going to throw this in to give the reason why, like for them to try to justify. That's what that is. Like you said, that happened 15 minutes ago. I don't care about the pistol. I don't care about you can see it on the video, the bang, the flash, the muzzle. The bullet didn't hit nobody. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Right.
Now,
you
could have caught him with a lime
changes.
And got him for attempted murder. That's what you could have got. Or something, aggravated attempted
murder.
They
could have shot him in the car. They could have shot him in the car.
You could have got him with all
kinds
of stuff.
But
the whole point of it is
when
you get to the end of the situation, my brother, he was boxed in. He was cornered. I heard the video. I heard
he
crashed into two police cars. There was eight, maybe possibly
like
10
that.
Police
he didn't
officers.
Have to turn his arms
and
away
when
like
I heard the video,
gun.
My
I
brother, it's just all them guns going off. That don't make no sense. When the man said only one man had a clear view, nobody knew. And you're telling me that all these people with
the
eyeballs
was
can't. Don't, what kind of vision do they have? Well, this man can't be what 50, 60 feet in front of you. And nobody can tell he's got a weapon in his hand. What kind of training is that, my brother? What kind of training is that?
Hold on, that is the training. But he just told you that was the training that they had. You got to understand the height of
no,
that
No, I do understand. I understand your perspective.
Right.
And I want to know when you're going to try to put it on the other side and try to make it on the other side. What's wrong with
well,
the other
let me
side,
put it on the
brother.
Young man's side. And
because we can sit here and talk about this
young
man being a monster. We can talk about this young man being out of 12:30 a.m. We can talk about him not having a father. We can talk about him being in criminal activity. But when are we going
to
talk about the incompetency of the police? When are we going to talk
about
that? We're going to talk about the training of the police. We're going to talk about a whole other training program.
So what you want them to do?
Where there's some
that's
type of
saying.
Mental
what
health, where there's some type of reasoning put in place,
what
where we have
want?
These officers
that's
and we have these scenarios.
Yeah, but what not doing this, from hearing this scenario, what do you expect officers to do? And that's what I want people to understand.
I just told you.
When somebody at a point.
It's called use your common
sense. Point, like this young man
use your
was
common
at a
sense.
Point. This
when
man
you
was
have
8 and
10, when you have the firepower, clearly, they had the firepower, when you have the advantage, you got a man boxed in, what you mean? Run him down. Stand him down.
Did you hear
telling
what
me y'all motherfuckers couldn't keep up?
I
apologize.
He had a gun.
You telling
he
me you couldn't
shooting.
Keep up with him?
They
how far
he
go?
Can I ask you a question, please, sir? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you honestly, I mean, and not really, really, we're gonna take off all the blinders, all the everything you've been listening to. Really, do you honestly believe that it took 90 rounds to get that man to stop? I mean, I want you to really dig into. You said, yeah.
No.
Well, let me just say this to you, my friend.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it.
So then, what you sitting there fussing about it for then? I don't understand.
No, this is the problem
this is,
I'm having
this,
with
this. This is part of you know.
This
is
the problem
I'm
having with this situation.
But
this is the problem.
You
got to
understand, my
situation.
Brother, that this is
young
being
man
recorded.
Had a lot of
this
chance.
This is being documented.
This didn't have to
forever.
Happen this way.
And I just
he
want you to understand that your perspective is being recorded. You know, your thoughts are being recorded. This is going to be archived forever. People, I don't
He's
know. People
guy,
everywhere listening to this, and that's cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I understand where you get your perspective from, and I get it. But if you want to play one side of the fence, that's cool. But you're painting people.
I'm gonna play both sides of the fence.
And you're,
cause
you're
see,
justifying,
if you're gonna, if you're gonna
you know,
justify this,
calling
if this young man wanted to
or
kill,
people,
if this young man killed
people,
one of those cops
monsters,
and really had a gun,
you're
and killed
labeling
one
people
cops,
as
y'all
monsters for traffic violations. Just because, you know what I'm saying, they have a ski mask on or whatever the case may be. Nobody understood his mental health. You know what I'm saying? Where was his manifesto?
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to understand. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
the,
after
the
fact, after they killed him, all this stuff comes out, like it always does.
I don't think
then
that
they say, oh, they
either
want to all kill him.
And
then he said, another thing that caught my mind is when he said, afterwards, right, they all took them separately. All took them separately, and they all had the same story. They all had the same story.
Mm-hmm.
But during the shooting, his own words said, each one of these individuals had a different perspective.
Right.
That's what he said with his own words.
Yep.
But if they all had their own individual different perspective on their feeling that their lives was in danger, well, how many guns did he have? He could only put the gun on one person, couldn't he?
Yep.
I'm just saying, my brother,
okay.
Like it's got to come a point in time where what you're listening to don't make any sense when all the facts is right there in front of you. all seven, and I thought it was only six, because they said one hit a taser. One used a taser. The taser didn't work.
I'm going to be – right, right, right. But I want to clarify.
He said six. That was a mistake because he actually got hit by seven or more officers.
He said – they said six, and he said seven. But actually clarified by the state of mind, they said it was 10.
Eight.
It was
exactly.
10. They said actually it was
eight.
10 cops that wasn't located. It was 10 cops
eight.
On the scene.
And,
10 cops.
And here go no. another thing, and maybe you can answer this for me because I don't know if this is true or not. But they said after one police officer emptied his service revolver, his pistol, he loaded another clip. Is that true?
I don't know any. No, I don't know that.
I'm just asking
I did not
you
hear that.
That. I'm
if
just that,
that,
you that
then that's excessive. Now, if that's excessive, now that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Every all this is excessive.
And did I
always
say they kept shooting because he was on the ground, but he was moving, but he was on the ground moving?
How did
so
that make
sense? Now you're still shooting at a man that's on the ground moving?
Moving.
But
moving.
You still don't see a gun yet. So by now, nobody can come up on his body and see if there's a gun? And y'all still shooting somebody
nobody
that's on the ground?
They didn't come, and they didn't realize that they were wrong after the fact. And again, it's the same
so you
scenario
admit that
which
somebody
we have
realized
wrong.
They was wrong. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Well, who realized
that? And
they
realized
wrong?
That.
Who realized
well,
they was wrong?
They realized that he didn't have a weapon.
No, I'm
but
asking you to put a name on that. Who realized they were wrong?
All the officers.
Say,
they said it. They told them.
Okay,
they
there you go.
Had a
then say it. Say that. Then.
They,
say that.
It appeared to them.
So you admit. That they realized they were wrong. What did they realize they was wrong at? Can we go ahead and unpeel the onion?
Around
what did they
the
realize they
bullet,
was wrong
maybe
for?
The
well, no, you put
bullet.
It out there.
But it does. But they were.
What
shot.
Did they realize
they
was wrong for?
And they were brought into. They were.
Y'all
want to
talk about that?
You
don't want to answer
so,
that question.
Somebody can pull you into.
Okay.
So if I'm gonna say this, guys, and I'm.
I don't.
Well,
I, don't
y'all
I just
want to
ask you a question, my brother.
If I'm shooting
you said
at y'all,
they realized they was wrong. What did they realize they was wrong for, my brother?
I throw my gun on the ground, and you got a gun, my
y'all
brother.
Y'all
want to
answer
and
that?
And I throw the gun around, and then I say, I
don't care about none of those scenarios.
I come back and run around the corner, and you got your gun. You're gonna shoot me.
You're gonna shoot me
because you're already a threat.
I don't care about you trying to spend it. I don't care about you trying to slide backwards or left or right, my brother. None of that's gonna work. I get your perspective, and I'm sure that you understand mine.
If I,
well, no,
if,
cause like I said, because we can talk about it, but that's not what you want to do. You know what I mean? You don't want to really be real with
finish,
it. You just want to give somebody else's perspective,
maybe,
and that's what
maybe,
you're doing. You're just giving me somebody else's perspective, and you're sticking with it. Because all that man's talking points is exactly what you've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. Point for point. Point for point.
Well,
and
okay.
Then,
and
even,
I'm just being honest
even back
with you.
And even backing up with something else. What in the world does him not having a father have to do with anything?
Well, that's
well,
the picture
okay,
he's trying to paint.
And then,
he
you say, you made, okay, and then he made the comment, had you just stopped and had you got your speeding ticket, you wouldn't end up dead. That's a lie, because Sandra Bland just stopped, and she ended up dead. So you can't say that either.
Well, Sandra Bland died not by that cop. Sandra Bland died in the
you sound crazy right now.
Well,
you heard what you just said?
So
you said not
no,
by that cop.
No, that's wrong.
You
wrong if y'all saying that because
that
officer
cop.
Didn't have anything
on,
to
bro.
Do
your friend
with her
said
dying.
If he would have just stopped it and been pulled over, he would have made it alive. Sandra Bland, I didn't say it was that cop. I didn't
yeah,
say
yeah
it was
I
that
would
cop.
Think so, too.
I said
when,
Sandra
when
Bland
you
stopped and got pulled over, but she didn't make it home.
But you think the cops that was chasing him, he had pulled up. You think they would have murdered him?
You
think they would be
in
the
situation?
I didn't say that. Your friend said that. I didn't say that. That's what your friend said.
No.
I didn't say
that. No. Well, that's right. But he said the right thing. Yeah, if he had several chances.
Put him in chat mode.
Not,
he just
even before
mode.
They was running, he could have said, hey, he really didn't do a crime. The only thing now he shot an officer, baby. They can pull that up on that because that's attempted murder.
But the man
but
said, had
as,
he just stopped and pulled over, he would have made it home. That's not necessarily
yeah,
true.
No, that's
I mean,
not necessarily
I mean,
true.
I mean,
stopped and pulled over. She did not
how,
make it
how
home.
Would that not be true? How would that
so
not
now
be you're
gonna
true?
Sit here
you
and
call,
go,
call,
no,
call
you're
Sandra
not going to sit here and
call
say
Sandra
that how many.
Call Sandra Bland's family and ask her how it's not true. Call him and ask him how it's not true.
But
I'm glad you got a disclaimer.
Sarah Bland didn't die by no officer. She
yeah.
died in a in, she committed. She died in a jail cell in the prison, which is that's
and
investigation.
Did,
she did not die by that officer.
How did she get there?
That,
the woman was hog tied in the back of a car. How'd she get to the prison?
Oh, God.
It was a routine stop.
Okay, yeah, it was a routine stop. Okay. That's
okay.
Scenario.
Can we talk about people that die in the back of police vans? Can we talk about that?
There's
different
cocktail,
stories.
You by the one who,
I forget the gentleman's name, but the gentleman who was, taking against his will and put in the back of a police van, handcuffed and died in the back of the police van.
There's examples of this. But what he is saying, and let's keep it real. Come on, guys.
I couldn't hear your phone.
Let's not play in a wild world.
You're going to investigate. You'll find situations and scenarios. We've had situations and scenarios where people were getting pulled over and sodomized, raped and molested. You know what I'm saying? There are all kinds of stories. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where police officers abuse their power when they pull people over. So, let's not sit here and play these games. Or maybe you just don't know. Or maybe you just talking
well,
in. You like
on,
I say, we all
you,
say some things and we know
we
this, but we don't know
have,
that. Or we know
we
a little of this, but
talk.
We don't know a lot
we
of that.
People,
but for you to sit up here and say that police officers
world,
don't pull people over and abuse their power on routine traffic stops, you sound crazy, sir. Too many stories.
Hold on. We got bad cops. We got people like I was.
We're not talking about bad cops. We're talking
people,
about the fact that you're saying.
No, we got bad people.
Are you trying to imply
bad people.
That people that bad mm-hmm. things don't happen to innocent people on routine traffic stops? That's what we're talking about.
No, I didn't say that. No, hold on.
No, I'm not saying you said
see,
that. I'm
rewind.
Saying I said
Let's
that. You're trying to say something else. I'm
just
trying to keep you on point.
Right.
I'm just trying to keep you on
right.
topic,
me,
my brother. That's all.
Let me say something to you guys.
Nah, I'll say
we got people in this world, God, and we got people that are monsters, period. From both sides, cops, and we got monsters, people. We got people right now who will just, they probably have no way of saving any. You can't save them. There's a story right here out of Georgia that happened 3 weeks ago. This woman was on drugs. She took her 8-year-old daughter and traded her off for some money to get some drugs to a known pedophile, which has been in jail and prison. And he did this girl like her, but he's in jail now. They got him now. But I'm just giving you said it's just some people.
What was the point of
help,
that?
And there's
sir,
just some
the
people are monsters.
What was the point
I'm
of
just
that?
Saying, we have.
No, I'm trying to understand what was the point of that. I want you to help us understand. What was the point of that?
I want y'all to understand. Not all people are
perfect. You talking about some woman that's strung out on crack
and
sold her baby for an 8-ball or some shit. Mm-hmm. And we trying to talk about something else.
Who said
so
that
it's like you didn't jump ship, and
time.
Now you're talking about a whole other topic of discussion.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm just trying to understand, sir. That's cool, because that's your point of view. But I'm trying to understand, sir, what was that? What was the point of that? What was the purpose of that?
The point of
go ahead. Explain it. Go ahead.
My point.
You don't want to explain that part? You don't want to talk about the crackhead lady that was smoking crack and sold her baby for crack? You don't want to? What's the point of that?
She's not a good person.
No, I'm trying to figure out how does that relate to what we were just talking about.
And she go. And she decided
well, no, I'm just
to take
trying
her
you
child
okay? you need
to
a minute.
Give it to
you
a
okay?
known pedophile,
right?
And that pedophile is
okay.
him just saying,
sure.
okay, this is not mine. I don't need to take the money. I give you the money,
no,
and I
just
leave the
ridiculous.
Child off. But
it
he
is.
Go take, he still falls
nice.
Through with
really
molesting the child.
Yeah,
so I'm just,
right,
so I'm
I
trying to keep it real.
Let him do
now,
his thing,
like going
yeah.
back to this, see,
but this is why I told you what I told you yesterday. But now it makes sense, though.
Yep, exactly.
But now it makes sense, though, because now I understand where the perspective comes from. And like I say, if that's only perspective, in other words, it's not your perspective, it's somebody else's perspective. You if you don't have your own perspective, then you're riding somebody else's perspective, and that is what it is. What else are you going to say but that perspective? And I get that. But if you as an individual can't break down, if you can't break down what I just broke down, sir, you can see, sir.
If somebody shot at me,
you actually looked
at
the video
and
could figure it out. That doesn't make sense to me, sir.
I'm just trying
and that's what I try
to
tell people all the time.
When did he shoot at
the cop? I don't mean to disrespect people, you know what I'm saying, with vision or whatever the case may be, but I tell people sometimes being visually impaired is a blessing because we have to listen and we have comprehension.
When did he shoot at the cop?
Sometimes you got to listen. You know, you got to really pay attention to details.
Well,
and I understand
the
podcast
the
world and on YouTube and all these other places and what the, you know, it's about painting the picture, painting the narrative. And I understand that. I get that. But I heard it. And I heard the picture he was painting. It was to try to make somebody a monster. I heard the narrative. I heard what he said, the words that he chose. I heard the way he put it together. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It acts like he
well,
doesn't know
me,
what he's saying. When he's saying, what is the problem? What is the problem? When he clearly said
I
in the beginning, he pointed it out time and time again. There is no father. You have no father. There's a lot of people, sir, that don't have fathers. There's a lot of men who grew up Single family home. My mother raised two boys, and I might add quite bad.
I apologize, I don't mean to interrupt.
If you're going to play it and you hear him talking, then you do mean to.
Well, I mean, no, you know, listen, it's a man thing right now. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. And it's your house, bruh. Let's get it. This your house. But yeah, you talking crazy.
No, I'm not.
And you're entitled to your opinion.
Trying.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
Let
you know what I'm saying? So we you can talk and I can talk and the whole world can hear us and we'll let them judge. We'll let them figure it out.
Right.
I'm pretty sure in what I'm saying. I'm good at what I'm standing on. The question is, are you good at what you're standing on? Because everybody's listening. Everybody's listening.
Right, and I am. That's all that matters.
You justify the police on high speed chases, murdering people unjustifiably. You know what I'm saying? You're good with people who paint pictures
and they justify
who really don't know
too.
This
oh,
man.
Man.
They didn't that man that you talk about from YouTube or the podcast
to
do. He didn't have no real understanding or no insight to who that man was.
See,
like all the rest of these people, let's go on YouTube,
and
let's pull up some stuff,
no,
let's chop it up, let's make it into a video, and let's go on here and let's get some little likes and let's get some little attentions and whatever comments and whatever the case may be.
Okay. Well,
but when
I'm
is that man going to take accountability for the police and give us different scenarios and situations on what the police could have done?
Let's finish playing this. And then let's hear his.
You can play whatever you
want to
play. You can hide behind there. You can do whatever you want. It's not going to change. We didn't hear all we need to hear.
I just want
to finish the audience
didn't
hear all they need to hear.
Because I agree.
It comes down to your perspective. You can play all the video, all the audio you want
to. I
want to
finish playing his perspective.
Go ahead. I mean, if that makes you feel better, go ahead. I understand.
All right. I'm going to play it right quick, okay, guys?
I got you. You want to play the disclaimer one more time?
Yeah. You're crying six next week.
Why is he shooting at 1:30 a.m.? These are questions that cops are having in their mind, and they have a duty to protect the public. So if this guy is refusing to stop, he's shooting at police, they can't just let him go. What if he's a homicide suspect? What if he's just killed 15 people, and now he's just suspended for police? He thinks they know what he did, when they don't know, but they need to find out. But once he goes to pursue him, they have to pursue him, because they don't know what his motives are. He's already shooting at police. He's potentially a danger to the public. They need to address the issue in the best manner they can.
You don't know, it makes sense. You feel me? Like me and you have talked before, you got to understand where it's not to judge, it's to understand. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
And that's where. In other words, it's like he went to school, and that's his teacher. I wouldn't go to that school, let alone get that.
Let me just talk about a few things.
Now you're a threat to the community.
I embarrassed that teacher. You hear me? You know, like in the one with a teacher, with a little boy still. They said, "Why you get sent home from school?" That teacher must think I'm stupid or something.
Exactly.
I had to tell him about it, sir.
The body.
That ain't what my daddy told me.
Right.
Could have had multiple injuries.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Different things like that. They're pulling out there 61. In a perfect through and through scenario, if every round went through and through, he got shot 30 times, which is a lot of times. But then when you add to all the officers that were shooting, and like. Let me just explain it like this, because some people may not understand this.
See, you may not understand it.
The marker needs to be this. Right? If you want to truly understand, we got to find out how many rounds are through and through, how many rounds are just solid gunshot wounds, how many rounds of bullets
you
hear
how you trying to break this down?
And then penetrating his body, not
like,
a straight shot.
Like, any of it makes any
shape.
Sense.
Like,
you know,
any of that matters.
Period.
That part. Any of that matters. But that's what you understand.
That.
He's doing it just for the radio. He's doing it for his podcast,
or
YouTube, or whatever the hell he is.
Actually landed shots on the suspect.
In other words, that's how he decided to put his show together. That's what he came up with.
Get
that controversy, to get that audience, to get that, you know, people like DJ ATL, and nothing wrong with that. So there are a lot of people that think like that. But that's part of the problem with what's going on in America. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Penetrated. So that's one thing.
You got too many people that are listening to stuff like that.
You
like, yeah, okay. I can see that. What?
So these are the things that you...
That makes sense. Yeah, he's a monster.
Right.
You know, he's driving around at 12:30 in the morning with a ski mask on. He's a monster.
How many officers were missing him?
No, he didn't ran a stoplight. He didn't ran a stop sign. He's a monster.
He ran one the night before, but y'all didn't go pick him up, though, did
you? That part. And that's, I wasn't even going to get into that. Because that's when he said one police.
It's not a racial issue.
He said one police officer's office did it right, one did it. What do you mean?
So he thought he was going to try again.
I'm like, well, one didn't catch him and the other one killed him. Well, what are you saying when you mean one did it right and one did it wrong? I would like you to clarify that.
Police-involved situation involving black men who were shot unarmed. Completely avoidable. When they pull you over, give them your ID, and if you've done something, just go to jail. It ain't that hard. Just go to jail.
Just that easy. It ain't that hard. Just go to jail.
There's been so many of them that got pulled over.
Anyway, they really violate your rights.
Get out of jail. Don't go on a high-speed chase. Don't shoot at the police. Don't run from them. And don't not give up after they've been chasing you.
He just says not give up.
So if you would have kept on running, there would have been about 30 more bullets coming in.
100%
think about it.
Can diagnose who you are and what you've done.
None of
this
these people were fit enough to catch this man.
They don't know why this guy's running.
He's probably old, fat, white man or whatever.
Well, I've said it over the years. That's part of the agenda. To make these police officers out of shape. You know what I'm saying?
And as a matter of fact, he stopped. I guess maybe he was tired. No, he stopped.
And it's dark.
I guess he, at that point of him stopping, that could be his point of giving up right there. Okay, let me stop. They ran at me. They chasing at me, shooting at me. Let me just stop.
Michael Brown was 100%
affordable.
Orlando Steele was 100% affordable.
And y'all
affordable.
Shooting, y'all
I mean, we can go
y'all
down the list.
They
could play Rashad Brooks. What is his name?
All I'm
Laquan
saying
McDonald's
is if, one, if somebody's close enough proximity to tase him, right, because they're not going to deploy the taser unless they feel like you're close enough
George Floyd,
for the whatever, the tips, the electrodes, whatever they're called, to be able to penetrate the flesh. So that's got to be within 15, 20 feet.
If you don't want to dive the hands,
are you telling me out of 8 to 10, nobody can, you can't cover 10, 15, 20 feet?
And out of all the cops on the one foot out of the station, just one out of all of them?
Guys, I'm back. Y'all hear for the rest of the...
Yes, we were listening to it. It was very interesting. We appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Up, Pride and Joy, you've been quiet. What's your thoughts on this? Okay. You still there? Queen still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
There she is.
All right. What's your thoughts on this?
I mean, I agree with them. I mean, just like the same thing, as when he was, like when we go out here, I said this the last time when I was here. Like, when we go out here, each and every time that we even get in a car, whatever we doing out here, anything can happen to any of us. Anything can happen. We have to have our mindset with, the way things are going on now into this world. You have to have a good mindset, first of all, before you go out the house. You never know what you're going to come across. You never know what they're going to do. And the way times are right now, it have already showed us that they're going to keep killing, and they're going to keep killing, and they're going to keep killing. Mm-hmm. So first of all, it starts at home where we have to talk to our children, talk to our children and let them know what to do, if a cop come upon them or, if they find themselves in different situations. Because this world is getting bad now. It's way worse than I have ever seen it. I don't know about nobody else. So you have to keep yourself protected and covered, and you have to talk to your family, too, as far as, you know, your children, your people, your mother, your father, they, you know, weigh they stuff in on, too. But I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous the way kids are getting killed out here with all these bullets. It don't take all of that. It don't take all of that. Even if you felt threatened. It shouldn't take all. If you do one, I can understand just one. Unless a person just really just keep coming and you feel like, you know, you're in harm or danger. I can see just one. But the way they're killing now is crazy. 30, 40, 50, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it seems like the more they kill, the more they bring on more and more and more. It's like it's a war now out
yeah.
here. And it ain't the gangs that's doing it. You usually can say it's the gangs that's doing it. But it's not the gangs that's doing it. It's the own people that's supposed to protect us that's doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing it. I mean, we have some people, I'm not going to say it ain't no bad people out here that's not out here killing too just as much. But you have to look at the way things are going right now and really take it in.
Well,
you gotta
okay, DJ, go ahead. I got to say, y'all, I hear what y'all saying. See, this is where everything is messed up with all y'all. Y'all sitting here.
Y'all.
What messed up with?
What is that supposed to mean?
Y'all.
Well, let me explain.
I think you need to rephrase that.
I'm not gonna make a justification.
You say you're opinionated. There's a lot of different words.
Like
I said, you want the shock.
Opinion.
I understand that you want the shock. I understand that you get a kick out of that. But what you're not going to do is disrespect anybody on my family. That's what you're not going to do.
All right, I'm not going to disrespect anyone. But what y'all
well,
are,
I'm just saying you have the right for
point.
Your perspective, but don't call
and
me messed up, my brother.
Right.
Don't call my
but
queen messed up. Don't call Pride and Joy. Don't call nobody on my squad messed up. That's all I'm
no,
saying.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not
you're
saying.
Up.
I'm not saying.
You know
I'm not
what I'm saying?
But I need y'all
you,
to understand.
You
and
six,
y'all
you
and
six
y'all
worked out, but I wouldn't advise
y'all
you.
Y'all don't understand these young. Y'all saying gangs
I don't.
Here.
I don't. Listen,
gangs
my brother. That's your thing. You're going to stop telling me what I don't
now.
Understand. That's what you're going to stop
we got,
doing.
We got problems now. We got
I don't
real
care about
problems.
None of that, sir. You need to learn how to address people and watch what you say to people. That's what you need to do.
What y'all say,
you know what I mean?
And they'll kill
because
cops.
Because if you're talking about not understanding, sir, you don't understand yourself
times,
when your whole point,
sure
when your whole scenario, when your whole stick, when your whole commentary is another man's point talks. That's what I'm saying. Talking points, my brother. Don't tell
no,
me
I'm
what I don't understand.
You're
don't
not
do
giving
that.
You, I'm giving you top
and I can tell you,
my
like I said, I'm not messed up,
too.
But I can make
my
it messy.
Talking points
I promise you that. I don't care about none of that.
You can watch
the
news
care
and see how many
that.
Times our brothers and sisters get killed out here.
I don't know.
And you don't
you
see no black
brother,
person going out here saying,
sisters,
oh, stop them shooting
them
kids in the neighborhood.
You don't care about your
stop
brothers and
babies.
Sisters. How does that make sense? How does that work?
But they always cry
how do you do that?
Guys,
when you sit up here, do you agree with people that call your brothers and sisters monsters? How does that work? I don't understand that.
We
can clarify and justify the police killing your brothers and sisters. I don't understand.
I'm not sure. So if it was
black
cops,
I don't understand.
You
not about what?
We were saying the same thing too.
You said
you
not what?
Same thing too?
You
see the same thing?
You not what?
Do you say the same thing about the black when four or five guys
I don't
shoot
see
up
color.
A guy 45 times
brother.
The
that's
black guy's kids
that's
and they shoot up babies and all
that?
You say the same thing? See,
you
I'm just
me?
Trying to get y'all out
God
look at the perspective of what
the heavens
everything
and the
is.
Earth. My God is not of color. My God is not of age. My God is timeless.
Yeah,
see, and that's more when I go to these debates
up,
with other people.
Oh, God, they have
and that's where a lot of you people, see how I say that, you people. Because
mm-hmm.
if it applies, then it applies. You people. You understand that? Because I understand how that works. Because a lot of you people say things like that. My God doesn't care what color you are. My God doesn't care where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
My God doesn't care about any of that. My God stands for the truth, for justice. You know what I'm saying? For love, for purity, for a lot of things. But what you telling me, my brother, that don't make no sense.
I'm
color,
gonna make this
age,
make sense
and that's what
to you
use
guys
as a
right
justification
now. And
for
I'm gonna
murder.
Make, I'm gonna make
you know
this
saying?
Make some sense to all
for
y'all
genocide.
Right now.
Genocide. Come on, my brother.
I'm sitting here.
I mean,
I'm sitting
your brothers
here.
And
I'm
sisters, haven't they
y'all.
Gone through enough genocide? Don't they go through enough slavery? And I'm trying to figure out who are your brothers and sisters. Who are your brothers and sisters? The people that's killing your brothers and sisters? Who are you talking about?
They're scared of the young
people.
Who are you talking
about?
Y'all are scared too.
Who is y'all? Who is y'all?
Y'all are scared of who?
Isn't that like a slave terminology? Didn't like the white bastard?
I'm
going
to call it the logic of what we that I talk about this all the time. Let me explain.
You talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm trying to understand. You say, y'all, what do you mean by that?
Y'all talk about these cops, right? But there's plenty of stories out here where these young boys kill up baby. They do drive-bys. They kill up everybody. They kill the mama. Kill
what do they
got to
do with anything? We're talking about that happens in the white community,
nobody,
too. You know, everybody always wants to
talk
about this. What goes on in the black community? What goes on
about
it in the Caucasian community or the Chinese community? Every continent, every city, every state, every country has a bottom and a top. And you have everything in between.
Every time.
Let's just stop acting like in America. It's a black. It's a Negro thing. It's an African American thing.
You say we don't
because everything
about,
that
we don't
you apply
help.
That happens to somebody with melanin or black skin goes on in every culture.
The element of this.
Every
see, the
culture.
Element,
we just don't
want to
talk about what
happens
between in the Caucasian culture with the crystal meth and the stabbing and the molestation and all types of bestiality and all kind of other things that happen.
All that life consisted of a mother.
Have a lot
was
of culture.
Killed by his
you know,
friend
he hasn't been,
who is
he hasn't
black.
Really been
you don't sit here and tell us we don't care about the blacks killing the black. We just had one woman on our show, our major in our show, the one that you didn't come to, just had one woman talking about her son who was killed by whose friend, who both is black. Don't sit here and tell us what we don't know about and don't care about. You don't know nothing about us like that. So before you open your mouth
well,
what we don't
so
know about,
before
check your information.
So you're knocking me, and
you
I'm telling you, now,
we cover
but why
everybody.
Is that not in front? See, this is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand.
We already understand your point of view, my brother.
But we always talk about,
we hear
we
you
make
loud
sure
and clear.
Like I said,
the whole point
man,
is
he,
that you can't see both
was trying
sides
to commit,
of the coin.
He was trying to get
you don't want to look at
he
a different angle or
to get
perspective, and that's
he
cool.
He wasn't trying to live another day. He was trying to get out.
Because if you step outside that box,
but then
it's
y'all,
be all
I'm talking about young,
but
there's young babies out here who, I'm sorry, let me see this. There's young babies out here who got shot up in Chicago, Illinois, Atlanta, and they, all they want to do is to do things.
What does
but
it matter?
See,
that's what I'm saying. Now you
want to
classify by a baby. It doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? You see how you want to categorize it? You want to do this, and you want to put it here and there, and this, and let's put an age on it. Let's put a color on it. No, sir. Wrong is wrong. I don't care who you are or what. Wrong is wrong, period.
Agreements of, we are in agreements of that. We have agreements that I don't care what color creed you getting killed by cops is wrong. But I don't
by
and
anybody.
And are we,
by anybody.
By anybody. Okay, good.
Okay, well
so
let's say
that's
that.
What we need. That's where we need to start. Because see, I have an issue, and I watch it, and I'm a free thinking mind. I see this. I've dealt with this. I've had people come to me, brother man. There was a gentleman, who old guy, who had a Ford Buick here in Atlanta. And this is on the news, and this is our young people. And the guy got shot at by a guy was trying, two guys was trying to rob him over at, it was actually, what was it? I'm going to make sure the store, I got to make sure it was the right one.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what was it? I can't remember the gas station, but this was years ago. The gas station, and it was right off Moreland Avenue. The people, my black folks, in that room, guy was shoot. The older man was shooting and trying to save himself because the guy was trying to take his car. He shot the guys who robbed and killed him, both of them. This guy said, they didn't have to kill him. He should have laid down like you shot. You just had a Buick. He's just an old car they were trying to steal. That's our people thinking. And they all made the same adjustment and said,
who
then
is
a cop
people?
Came on. Then a cop came on.
What are you talking about?
That man was done and he was trying to protect his thing. That was his stuff and his life.
Bro,
he owned
crazy.
His life. And they were saying, well, he don't care about
shit,
his life.
People.
So this is the mentality. This is the mentality
so,
that y'all
so
got to
DJ,
understand.
DJ.
Who? The mentality of who?
You have not heard none of us in this room.
Young people, so everybody young. Okay, classify young.
Y'all are helping justify
one was black and one was white. We've never